This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
You may be the exception, but odds are this last weekend you did not go to opera, dance, live theater, or the museum. The National Endowment for the Arts says attendance continues to fall. Just 33% of adults report attending at least one of those venues in a year. And those who show up are getting older. Through a series of reports, the NEA wants to give arts organizations new insights into what patrons, dare we call them consumers, want. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on how institutions are realizing if they want to keep the lights on, it may be time to change the business model.
For a symphony, business used to be play gorgeous, amazing music, and your audience will come. That strategy doesn't play anymore, says Brent Reedy with AEA Consulting.
The reality is that decades ago and centuries ago, art was something that was closer to more people. And we need to get back to a place where society understands our value and really embraces us.
With nearly a third of organizations in the red, according to a 2013 survey, some art institutions are taking a closer look at their customers. As many as 31 million Americans say several factors, including time, kept them away from the opera or museum. So institutions are getting out of the galleries and concert halls and making art more convenient. At a subway stop in Chicago, the Chicago Opera Theater held a pop-up performance a few years back. In Detroit, weatherproof reproductions of masterworks were placed in neighborhoods.
Keep moving in, flutes. Step forward.
Another way to grow audience is bring new people in. The Philadelphia Orchestra hosts play-in events. Really? Jam sessions, often at one of the city's premier venues. The talented and the beginners, all here to play with the orchestra's world-class musicians. The idea is to win hearts and minds of people like Makita Wubaye, a 12-year-old who's new to the scene.
Before today, I didn't really think about coming here, but like once I played on the stage, it was like something about it that felt special.
As important as the experience was for Wubaye, it won't pay the bills. For these landmark institutions, professional musician Stanford Thompson says artists must redefine their roles.
Musicians are citizens, and they're scholars. These are community leaders.
What will drive traffic to these groups? Thompson says when actors, singers, and musicians step off the stage and go into struggling schools, mentor students, and teach them to find value in art. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.